Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today it's all about Monday movie classics. That's right, Monday movie classics here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios, where it's home of the CMS Network. Now, we are talking about an amazing classic, a Christmas classic called It's a Wonderful Life. And this is a film that will make you cry every single time. It was produced and released in 1946. And the director was Frank Capra. The writer was Francis Goodrich, Albert Hackett, and we had a few others. Jill Swirling, Philip Van Doren Stern, and Michael Wilson. He was uncredited. Now, some of the amazing stars that you know, Mary was played by Donna Reed, and George Bailey was played by James Stewart, and I know you remember Uncle Billy, played by Thomas Mitchell. These were some amazing stars, played in many films that we know and love and cherish oh so dear, and it's just a Christmas classic, because it has so many lessons in it. Especially during this time right now. Right now, we have dealt with so much for the year 2020. So many people have no home. So many people have lost everything due to this pandemic. And it shows you how interconnected all of us really are. And this is one film that hits different when you're older. You really don't really get it when you're young, but when you get older and you take an account of what you have and you value what you have in your position in life, which is God-given, it hits a little different. It feels a little different, especially now, because this is a time to be thankful wherever you are. If you're still breathing and you're still healthy, you have your life. This is a time to be thankful, even if you have nothing else. Okay, people? That's vital. If you don't have your health, then you literally have nothing else. I know this to be true, definitely, personally. So we're going to talk about, there were so many people in this movie, so many amazing stars. We're going to talk about some of the music. The score was done by Dmitri Tomlinson, and cinematography was exquisite. Some of the classics. The director of photography was Joseph F. Biruk, Joseph Walker, and Victor Milner. And the editing, of course, was done by William Hornbeck. And the art direction, of course, set direction, but the art direction was done by Jack O'Kay, William Cameron, and William Cameron Menzies, and set decoration which was always amazing. Some of the classic pieces in this film was done by Emil Curry, and the costumes, you all, Edward Stevenson. So if you want to do any classic cuts that film noir, this is one of the ones that feels good, looks good, and is something to imitate. How they changed the scenery when George wasn't Bourne. The character James Stewart played George Bailey, and when he wasn't born, the town looked so different, and it made it feel just completely drab without him being there. And about angels getting their wings, yeah, that was the best. It's nothing like giving props to God for being created, because he is the creator. So this was just an eloquent way to get that out there, to make it known that no one is anything without the people that they're around, your friends, your family. And even if your family by blood is not your family, you can always get a new one. Family can be anyone, and family can always extend. But love is love. So that is such a beautiful lesson in this classic Christmas film. It never gets old. I recall seeing Don Lemon post it on his, I believe, Facebook or Twitter account, and he says he cries every year, and I understand why, because out of every film I saw, that one just felt right. That one felt like it hit home. We just need to be appreciative and say thank you. Simply thank you. Now, you tell me what your Christmas classics are, because we're about to go into the new year, and we can discuss it and maybe play it for the following year, 2021, because we know you'll be here. You can always call in and give us your opinion at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. I always look forward to seeing your stories, hearing all the wonderful things you have to tell us about your film plans, and the wonderful things you are in tune with your education for the arts. And that's why we're here. That's the whole reason why we're here, to talk about education for the arts. So let us know what you're doing and what your Christmas classics are for our Monday Movie Classics. And we want you to always stay tuned. And remember, we are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Follow us and we will follow you. Until next time, people, later on this evening, we're always here at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. I want you to do what? Simply be great.